So I've been talking a bit about leadership the last few days, where we find it, where it's lacking, and where to dig deep and source it from ourselves. And it would so happen that last night I had the good fortune to reunite with an exceptional group of people over dinner. It's a reunion that has actually never taken this form, so it was quite special to sit in that dinner and at the same time observe it from above as the conversation flowed. And it dawned on me that I'd known each of these three exceptional individuals since the very first year of my career. And that's almost two decades ago now. And that to varying degrees, even those with whom I had never shared an office, each of them had had a significant and memorable impact on how I have and how I do conduct myself in business. And it got me to thinking about something that I feel very strongly about in business and leadership, and that is the need for champions along one's trajectory. Now, champions, unlike mentors or the, quote, board of directors in your mind, exist on the playing field of your career, also navigating their own path. They can be advocates, but they don't have to be. Champions tend to represent an ideal that you admire, are able to give guidance, usually through their own experience, and most often you are there to observe them being exceptional from relatively closely. But importantly, champions also observe an admirable trait in you. And it's in this recognition that they are invested in guiding you along your career path. And I feel quite strongly that the role and importance of champions in one's career are critically underestimated and undervalued in broad business circles. And I'm never quite sure why. But it seems to be that they are aggregated into the description of a broad network or relationships, or as I say, advocates, board of directors in your mind, mentor. And it's none of that. So as an example, do you recall those high school leadership camps our schools used to send us on, where they'd make you do a range of seemingly unimportant exercises? One of the most random ones I can recall was abseiling. It seemed like torture, a school destined to watch 14-year-olds sweat all the way up a mountain only to risk their lives crawling down the side of it. What in the world did any of this have to do with leadership? Well, you began with your life in the hands of an expert abseiler, if you recall, and you had to navigate sometimes treacherous rock face backward, stepping gingerly from stone to ledge to another stone, all the way down to the ground, on a pulley system that you controlled with the guidance of the expert. The expert had navigated this treacherous terrain before, but it also changes, so they too can be novices about parts of it. And one of the key things the expert reminds you throughout is that you train your eyes only on the hook that holds the pulley, and you train your ears only on her guidance of which stone is coming up behind you. You have complete control of how taut or how slack your rope is on the pulley, and they counterbalance your weight by holding the other side of the rope at the top of the rock face. And it's suddenly, I suppose, sitting in that dinner yesterday that I realized that this is what champions are. Anyone can work hard. Hard work should pay off just as much as stepping down a rock face should get you to the bottom. But you can fall and you can trip, and the path can be treacherous. You might not have full sight of the road ahead, and you can always benefit from someone who, with better visibility and experience, calling out when you put a foot wrong, encouraging you when you do it right, and reminding you when they put a foot wrong in that particular space before. And I feel quite strongly that every single person needs a champion in their industry in order to thrive. And that we should all be champions. And so I'm curious to know from you, what has a champion done for you? And who have you championed? Again, I'm not talking about mentors, advocates, network, relationships. I really feel strongly about this. And I love that this is something that has been on my mind on the day that we are talking about South Africans of the Year. To whom have you been a South African of the Year? 021-446-0567 is the number to dial.